Hello, it's your boy DJ ATL Atlanta Styles here kicking it on the Six Eyes Radio Network. That's what's up, yo. Six, everybody, let's go.
What up, what up, what up, what up, world? Welcome to the best, the Six Eyes Radio Network. Hope everybody's doing good for this March 25th, 2023. Going to have a great show as always. It's getting warm, it's getting cold, it's getting warm. Which one is it going to do? Here, if you lived in Cleveland, you had to pretty much walk sideways not to get blown away. We had 60-plus mile-per-hour winds, and that could lift you and I off the ground if we did not walk sideways. So I just want to thank the Lord for not blowing us all away. But seriously, man, wind is very powerful. It was vehicles being overturned. It was vehicles being thrown around like kites. So, wind is very powerful. How's everybody doing? I'm great. I'm great. Hope you are too. So what's up? Yeah. What's up? What's up? How's everybody?
I'm doing just fine. I'm doing great.
All right. All right. That is pride and joy.
And it's
Are you about to sing for us? Go ahead.
No, I wasn't saying that.
You was about. I thought you were about to sing. Maybe later on. Okay.
Maybe later.
So. Go ahead.
No, I ain't sing. I said later on.
Oh, you're going to sing later on. Okay. Okay, cool. So she'll be singing later on for us, so stay tuned for that. Who else do we have with us?
Oh, how you doing, Six?
All right. So, whoop. Okay. All right. How you doing?
Doing all right. And Ruth's got to slam the scammer for you this afternoon whenever you're ready.
Afternoon? Where do you live at, Wolfgang?
In Ashtabula, but to me, afternoon, night, it all looks the same to me.
All right. Well, the beauty is we do have some people that it is afternoon because we're in a lot of places, so that's a blessing right there. So somewhere in the world, it is afternoon, so I'll give you that. But I want to welcome everybody to the show, our surrounding cities, states, our faraway countries. This is Kicking In with Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, the Wolf Gangs. Who else we got? The world.
And you forgot.
Nikhil didn't forget about you. Get out of my head.
Yes.
Did not forget about you. Station manager, Princess Nikhil. Hello, good evening to you.
Yes, you did.
All right. So, we are going to have a great show. Chad says what's up. He says what's up. So, everybody is ready. So it's getting warm outside. It is getting warm outside. So being that, your air conditionings have to get serviced just as well. So we'll let Wolfgang tell us about that later on in the show, about making sure your air conditioning unit is properly vacuumed and everything like that. Later on in the show, but once again, I want to welcome everybody to the show. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. Everybody has been picking on Trump, you know, and I think a lot of people want to see this man in handcuffs. Of course, nobody here at the Six Eyes Radio Network, because we all like Trump, correct? Correct? Okay. Okay. Oh. Hey.
Six, I'm still here, man. I'm still here. DJ ATL.
Yeah, so
you
do like Trump, right?
Speak for yourself.
Well, it's all right. God bless you, and God bless these United States of America. You know, Trump has never done nothing to me. I mean, Trump has never done nothing to me. You know, for me not, you know, to like him. I mean, he was our president. And, you know, I mean, he didn't do any worse than any other president.
So what has he done for you?
What has he done for me? What has any president done for us? Let's answer that. What has any president done for us directly? Nothing.
Wow.
There is no president you can say that has definitely done anything for you directly. Nothing. Not from Abraham Lincoln on down. Not from Carter, not to Obama, not to Biden, not to Trump.
So technically what I'm saying is he can't be all bad as people make him out to be. No president has done nothing for you directly. Nobody. The stimulus checks.
Oh, no problem.
Okay, when they got those stimulus checks, that was Trump was their best friend. $1,200, $1,400, they was their best friend. But then when the money runs out, now people forget about that. You know? So, something to think about.
Yeah.
Poor
person isn't happy when they're getting something, a gift or something extra that they didn't really.
Okay. So
for.
but y'all were happy. He's the one made that happen. He's the one that made that happen.
Don't
How much
say
did
y'all.
Obama give us?
Include
How
yourself.
Much did Obama give us? Obama gave us $300. $300. So
that's all maybe he could have gave us.
So that's $1,100 less. That's $1,100 less. And what's that? What, $1,400, $1,200? So that's like $900 less.
$900 less.
Yeah.
So was pandemic there when Obama was in office?
It has nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. The real estate market crashed. And he gave away $1 billion back to the bank, which money was secure anyway. So what did they do? Pocket that money. That money was already secured. Any kind of money from a financial institution, the banks are always covered before the consumers. So they basically pocketed that money.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Nobody's saying nothing now.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening to you.
I know. I hope you
okay,
are.
Okay, it's your boy. It's your boy who has come in. This one. This is DJ ATL. Let's roll this, guys. Let's keep facts. Let's do some facts here. Do y'all know since Joe Biden has came into the House, right, we said it was that it was actually Trump's economy. Since we went out from Trump's economy, Biden has also ran some things and gotten worse. Now the gas, oil sold by barrels up higher. We sent all that money to Ukraine, which a war. We don't even know if we even win in this war or whatever war it is. It seems like it's a war taking the United States money. The inflation has definitely tripled. When he said he had things that was going to help bring it down, it got tripled. So, I mean, there's something and – If we were saying Trump was being arrogant to the media, no, it's the same thing with Biden's administration. So it's kind of like I don't know. I'm starting to line these guys up, the presidency, and everything that we're saying. We're trying to say that Trump was a problem for our situation. It just got worse. I don't think we could have put Mighty Mouse in there. It's going to get worse. That's all I can say. So right now we at a brink of having a recession, for real, a real recession. We're about to lose the dollar. Nothing's backing the dollar now. We're about to lose that. So our money's about to go. So we are really in bad shape. And if you want to say that Joe Biden helped make it worse, I mean you can kind of say that once you dedicated that much money to send it to Ukraine. And not have a backup plan that really makes sense. So there's been some bad decisions coming from the Biden administration. Some people say, hey, they needed to be done. Now we got the banking collapse of Silicon Valley, and there's about to be more banks crash. And it is what it is. So I'm gonna pass the ball back to my boy Six Eyes. I think he's on track, Six.
I'm just saying, people. Say what they have to say about Trump. I get it. For those who don't like him, that's cool. But like I said, he's never done nothing to me for me not to like him. Now, they say he's a shrewd businessman, and a lot of people, they did like a lot of business with him, like a lot of workers, carpenters, and decorators, and he stiffed them on that. Now, that wasn't right. But outside of that, he's done no worse than any of the other presidents we had. Biden has given away trillions of dollars to Ukraine and Russia, who were friends, by the way, plus planes, plus weaponry. trillions of dollars, and America's responsible for the rebuild. Now, if you can top that, go right ahead. Trillions of dollars, plus we got to do the whole rebuild of the countries that we helped to fight, weaponry and planes. Come on, make it make sense. Make it make sense. Anybody? All right. Well, we're going to take a music break, Six Eyes Radio. Y'all think about it.
Squishy transmissions caught in dry.
Six Eyes Radio.
Spider Man when that band and Spider Woman from birthday screaming go go go. He's riding the accelerator down to the phone with Buddy Lento. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Okay, this must be Chad's playlist. One moment.
Smoking up the window.
They will be coming to town here in the summer, so y'all make sure y'all check out Bruno Mars, Anderson .Paak. All right. So let's get back to this. So anybody on the line, what do you think between Biden and Trump? If you had to compare the two, what have either done for you or not done for you? Anybody? Okay, so y'all in turn deaf now?
Yeah. No, I'm not deaf. I'm more concerned on what's going on in the compound.
Well, look, I'm on the air right now. So I'll deal with that after I get off. Okay. All right, Pride and Jura, are you ready with our entertainment news?
I am.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Pride and Joy with our entertainment news here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Amen. Well, first we have up is Keke Palmer and Darius Jackson. Welcome. Their first child, baby boy, Leo, was born during Black History Month with a name to match, wrote Keke Palmer as she announced the birth of her and Darius Jackson, first child. On Monday, the mom of 48 hours welcomed their newborn son to the world, baby Leo, a snap, the first slide she shared of what the couple looked like after only 48 hours of being parents in the new slide. She shared a video of herself singing Someone by DeBarge to Jackson in the car after he included the track in some playlist for her when they started dating. We became each other's someones made us someone look like we meant to be. Palmer also shared some photos of the photos of their family, three, in the hospital after welcoming the baby. Close up, little one face. All right, next that's them, and they showed the picture. So next up, we're going to be going over to Selena Gomez. She wants everybody to get off of Justin Bieber, woman. She's receiving a lot of hate mail from a lot of people, and she's just asking them to be a little kinder to Hailey Bieber. The singer, the actress, posted a note to her Instagram story portion of her new Verify, writing Hailey Bieber a reach-out note, because first she was going at Selena Gomez. But Selena Gomez, you know, she said she's not going to feed into this. She's not going to feed into it. So she asked the public to stop going at her, because she was going at her because of the relationship, of course, her and Justin Bieber had so long ago. But she still hasn't got over the relationship that them two was together. And she has started receiving threatening notes. So she's just asking the public, you know, to let it go. Her and Justin Bieber are over with. Them two are now a couple. And she just posted, you know, just wanted them to know. Just stop it, because she's not even into that no more. She's worried about herself. She's worried about her life. And she was worried about getting her own self together. And she says she is engaged herself. So she's just asking the public just to leave it alone and let it go. That was a long time ago. Next up, we're going over to entertainment news with The Weeknd. The Weeknd is officially the most popular artist in the world. The
wow.
singer-songwriter whose real name, yes, in the world, they say he is. That's what they said. The musician.
Okay.
Yeah, they say it's also in the Guinness World Record book. No one else has ever come close, says the organization in a statement earlier this week. The Canadian singer, 33, has set two world record titles. He currently has the most monthly listeners on Spotify, with 100. Mm-hmm. On March the 20th, he also became the first artist to reach another 100 million monthly listeners. The Weeknd record breaking that he has beat everybody, and everybody is trailing behind The Weeknd. So they named a few people. Taylor Swift is behind him. Ariana Grande, she's behind him. Shakira, all of these great artists are behind him. So that's
wow.
The Weeknd news. They're saying he is number one. And if you don't believe it, go to the Guinness Book of World Records.
And
it's
in
there. You can see it.
All that stuff they talked about him. Remember when he did the halftime show? They talked about him.
Right.
Then. They talked about him when he performed at the Grammys. Now look at him.
And look, he
see?
Also beat Taylor Swift and Rihanna.
Look at that. Now, anytime you beat them two, that's saying something.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That is crazy, but yeah.
So all you
did anybody know he was that good?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I never had a problem with The Weeknd. I never had a problem with him. And just tell people to shut up, make the music, and that's it. I mean, that's the best they can do. Shut up, make the music. And that's amazing right there. Congratulations.
That is amazing.
Wow. Okay.
All right, so Amazon Prime series are doing a show called Pop Life, and they're doing different actresses in there that haven't did, you know, any acting before. So we have the young lady's sister, you know, the one that played the mermaid. They have her sister in this, and her sister is saying, you know, that they had to work with her because she's not comfortable. She's 24. She's not comfortable playing sex scenes because, you know, she's just fresh and new to acting. So she's going to have to do a lot of sex scenes in this. And so she's saying, you know, she just wanted everybody to know just to be patient with her. She's new with doing the acting instead of singing this time. So just be patient with her because she hasn't had that many partners. So she thinks that, you know, because of that, she won't be as good as she needs to be or as good as others has been that have already played in the TV show Pop Life. So she just wants you to just be Go ahead.
So Pop is based on what? Pop Life is based on what? Like the pop
singer? Yeah, it's based on them, you know, y'all getting their career, singing, acting, whatever, you know, and being real good at it. But it also have a lot of sex scenes in it. They want you to know that before you, you know, watch it or let your kids watch it.
Okay.
That's
so
why
they,
she's
so,
saying.
Okay, so,
go ahead.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're saying how when you get into the business, sometimes you have to lie on the couch. Sometimes you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it ties in like with the Illuminati and things like that. The people to climb the ladder, basically.
Right.
Okay, got you. Okay.
So she's just telling about you, because she says she's scared because, you know, she haven't did all of this before. So she's saying that she's really, really scared, so just be patient with her.
Yeah, y'all be patient with her. Y'all be patient with her. And just, you know, make sure you have, you know, a lot of times when you go on these auditions, and this is what I recommend because it doesn't happen to the guys. Guys
mm-hmm.
pretty much kind of, but for these women that are going on these acting jobs, getting into these sitcoms, make sure you have security with you. Yeah, they ain't got to, like, hover over you, but at least they can check out and see what's going on because a lot of, like I said, she's 24 and this is new to her.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times just sitting there and make sure, you know, she's comfortable because that's not good. You know, so make sure, you know, you have, like, security with you and everything, you know, to and from, you know. That's a lot of pressure to put on somebody.
And then, you know, she said it's a lot of sex scenes in this. A lot of sex scenes are in this. And she also put the Me Too up there movement. And we all know what the Me Too movement means.
Yeah. Mr. Harvey Weinstein. Yeah.
So it's up there. So, you know, somebody done tried.
Yeah. I mean, that's one thing about the females. Y'all are under a lot of pressure when it comes to these acting jobs, you know, and nobody should be taking
mm-hmm.
advantage of it. Now, if you have the talent, you should make it on your talent alone and not, you know, being propositioned because
right.
that can have, you know, the female spiral into depression,
mm-hmm.
anything, and that's not cool because it's hard to come out of that. It's hard to come out of that once you get into that depressive state, it's hard to come out of it, you know. So y'all just be careful. Y'all be careful.
And some people, you know, it's even, you know, that happened to them in their real life. Some people, it's kind of hard for them to, you know, get comfortable again with people. Even people, you know, like the guys, and like if you're having female and guy, like even people that's in their family, it's kind of hard for them to still have that kind of relationship with them.
Because
I have seen where the person can't even, you know, they can't even play with the person no more, you know, because the person was little, but maybe a teenager now, and they can't even play, like, ball or anything like that because the person's not, you know, they don't want nobody to touch them no more like that. Even people in the family, they get scared of sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
So they don't know who to trust.
Yeah, and it happens. And see, this is why counseling is good. This is why people... to seek counseling, and it's okay not to be okay.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even with me, you know, losing my entire family, you know, I've lost my entire immediate family, you know that. And it's rough, you know, it's rough on a daily basis. So you imagine that, but let alone, you know, when it comes to, like, a female being molested or something like that, you know, and either by family members that they trusted, you know, people that they grew up with, neighbors, family members. And if you can't be comfortable around your family and trust your family, that's not cool. I hear so many stories about, my cousin and this and that. And it don't really happen to us. It doesn't really happen to the guys. Now, on
the every night,
It does happen to the guys. It's just not...
The only person I've heard that happened to was Antoine Fisher. Who else has it happened to?
It has happened, and I know personally males that it's happened to.
Oh,
so, so it's not talked about like it is with the women as much because men feel differently about that. You know, they feel like if they share that another man touched them, or even if it's a woman, you know, but especially if it's a man that touched them, it makes people say, it makes them feel like people will think that they're gay.
Gay, okay. Yep. Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's just like Tyler Perry experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
People question his sexuality at times,
mm-hmm.
You know. Well, is he gay? I mean, you know, because he dresses as Madea.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, but if they're going to say that, they got to talk about Arsenio Hall. They talk about Sylvester Stallone. They got to talk about Wesley Snipes. They got to talk about Arsenio Hall. And they got to talk about Flip Wilson. Flip Wilson dressed as
Geraldine.
Geraldine.
Mm-hmm.
Way before Tyler Perry came along.
Right.
Right.
I'm sure it was some questions there, too. But, you know, that's just the thing. Tyler Perry admitted that he was molested when he was a child. So people just assume, okay, something ain't right there. You
right.
know, he's been touched by another man, and now here he mm-hmm. is. Sometimes he's dressed as a woman. So they want to put two and two together and say, oh, well, he's
mm-hmm.
probably gay. He's this, he's
mm-hmm.
that. You
mm-hmm.
don't know what, unless you're sleeping with that person yourself, or if you actually seen them in the act, you don't know what they're doing behind closed doors. So, you know, people make assumptions like that.
Yeah.
But like I said, a lot of men don't, they're not going to, tell that they were touched. Most of them are
right.
not. That's something that they're carried to their grave because
mm-hmm.
they don't want nobody to know. And
yeah.
truth be told, it's really if they was taken advantage of, their virginity, their innocence was taken, then you know they don't want nobody to know that.
Right.
Right.
And I can tell you. From being in the film industry and understanding how things work, doing the castings, I had a director put his hand on my leg and try to proposition me.
Oh, wow.
So I have been there, but I don't.
So how'd you,
huh?
How'd you handle that? Did he keep his job?
He was the director. It was his film project.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, he kept his job, but he got mm-hmm. some, he got checked, believe me. Believe me. I bet you won't try it again.
And you were part of the casting.
Yeah, I was doing this casting.
Wow. There you go. Hey, may I? You may. Who's this? Lewis?
Ms. DJ ATL, I want to come in because I hear what y'all was talking about, and I definitely want to come in on that. And I 100% agree what Mikhail just said. Most guys, majority of men, do not want to talk about some man touching them. That is a fact. That is basically not a good look. And because the reason why, as a man, you will feel, and I'm because me as a man, and I think this is the logic behind it, is that if you do allow someone to touch you as a man, it will make you feel like you're gay, and it will make you reception of that touch as a gay. And most guys don't like to hear that. And we get into that show. So I do believe that she's right about that. I think Flip Wilson, you can go all the way back as far as consent, even with Flip and all them. I believe that all guys probably will say the same thing that I'm saying, and they probably have experienced something near that. They said a man touched them and they felt that it was uncomfortable. And they keep it to themselves. So I think that's mm-hmm. it's more of a massive thing with us as men that we believe in our mindset that if a man touches us in an inappropriate way, we're going to keep it to ourselves because we don't want no one to take the infidelity saying that we were gay.
Mm-hmm.
We'll laugh it off and say, hey, you know, this man touches me the wrong way. Oh, man, no, we cool, we good. And I think that's true. And Six Eyes, you might even back on that. You probably have heard that several times. You know, with football players, soccer players, professional athletes, they end up
yeah.
touching somebody. That's the first thing that they say. Oh, no, man. Oh, no, we good, you know. And we don't go that far. We don't touch that. So it's really a taboo for more towards men than anything.
Yeah, it's just, yeah, like I said,
people should be able to work and just work without having to have, you know, that open, you know. And it's just, like I say, you hear, okay, so it happens with guys. But like I say, the first time I heard it was with Antoine Fisher. I heard about that, you know, when it's the Antoine Fisher story. You know, but that, you know, that was his, the lady that was watching him and the sister that stayed there. You know, so you just got to be careful, man. Just be careful. And like I said, going on these movie calls, movie reads, and, you know, just everybody be careful. Men and women, be careful. Take security with you, you know, so you won't be put in a situation like that. Because like I said, and if you need to talk to somebody, talk to somebody. It's okay not to be okay. That's why therapy is out there. So if you need some therapy, because, see, a lot of this stuff happens later on, you know, and then, you know, people start having flashbacks, stuff like that. And just get help if you need help. Simple as that. That goes for domestic violence, too, because men do get beat, too. You know, so if you're getting hit on and somebody is punching you, slapping you, it's not right. Either way, keep your hands off each other if you got to hit each other. Yep. All right. Well, we're done with the entertainment news. We got some more. No, we got some more.
Yeah, we got some more. Next up with entertainment news is the Star Cup Creed star Jonathan Major has been arrested in New York City for assault and harassment and strangling a woman. Creed 3 star Jonathan Major has been arrested in New York City. Police have said Major 33 was taken into custody after a woman told police that she was assaulted by this man. He's saying that he didn't do it, and she's saying, oh, yes, you did. They had a domestic fight, and the police woman told him.
Sorry.
Huh?
I said, I just talked about domestic violence, and here we go.
Yeah. But his team maintained that he's done nothing wrong. He has been charged with it, though, with assault, harassment, strangling. He don't been assault with. He done been charged with all of that, but he's still saying that he didn't do it. They saying he didn't do it, and the people are saying, oh, yes, he did, because it was at an apartment building. And the 30-year-old woman told responding officers that she was attacked and she was taken to the hospital after the injuries. Her head messed up, her neck messed up, and he's in custody. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's still saying he done nothing wrong. He's done nothing wrong. But she is, you know, she's still in the hospital as we speak.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
Well, hopefully she's okay. Men, stop hitting women. Women, stop hitting men. Stop it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Interesting.
And once again, you're enjoying Kicking It with Six Eyes and the crew. We are here. We are here. We are here. I want to thank everybody that's listening right now, everybody that's going to listen later on here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Phone lines are open, 424-243-9617. You want to talk, press the 1. Speak with us.
All right, y'all. We're going on to the next story. This story is about a Florida teen that was sentenced to life in prison for fatally stabbing a 13-year-old classmate on Mother's Day. He did this on Mother's Day. He's now 16. He was 14 at the time. And he stabbed her at least 114 times in the wood near her house and left her back there.
Oh, my God.
This case is probably the most difficult and shocking case that we ever had in this country or had to deal with. So now they sent him to prison. Mm-hmm. He plead guilty to it. Yeah.
And this is his mother that he stabbed?
No. On Mother's Day, on Mother's Day. That's somebody else's daughter that he stabbed that went to school with her, with him.
Oh, wow.
He stabbed her 114 times, and he left her in their backyard. But he went to, you know, court and everything now, and they said they gave him life. Life.
Yeah. That's another thing. That's crazy.
That is crazy. Damn. Come on, that's even worse, boy. You don't want that to happen to your child anyway, but just to have to take that on Mother's Day, too, as well, that's a lie.
Yeah,
that's a lie.
She'll never be the same. She'll never be the same.
Mm-mm.
You know,
and it doesn't say if they found her that day or whether they, because, you know, lately they've been finding kids, but they've been finding them later on, down in the week or the month. So it's, uh-huh. It doesn't say,
If we could bring these scared straights back. Now,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure everybody on this line remembers the scared straight program. You know, they would take you different places. You would see a wreck. You would see a car wreck. You would, you know, they'd take you, you know, to the morgue. You know, you would see a lot of stuff that would, like, shock you back to reality and get you back on track. They need to introduce that again. I was watching Beyond Scared Straight. Now, you can catch that on Netflix, Hulu, if you got it. Beyond Scared Straight is where it scares these little kids back to reality and get them back on track. That needs to be reintroduced. You know, and that's why I talked about this on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Because Take Care of Some Business with my niece, I ran across this little 9-year-old who had hit the teacher, and this teacher was an elderly lady. What happened? Why'd she hit you? She scratched my face and took my glue stick. You know, we got to get back to that. Because the lady was trying to, you know, scare a child, you know, scare, but they don't do that no more. So
we are definitely dealing with this generation, X? This is a different breed of kids. They act like they're not scared of anything. They don't have any respect. They don't care. And they'll tell you that they don't care, which to me is these kids have a lot of mental issues going on. Honestly, I mean, you think about it. All of a sudden, you got kids taking guns to school, kids stabbing other kids, talking back, being disrespectful. You know, they don't care. It's just like that little girl we saw. She wasn't scared.
That's what, yeah. So
she was not scared. Her mother, and I think it was her grandmother, took her down there. She was cool.
That was her mother that took her back.
Yeah, her mother, but the other lady was her grandmother. She acted like she, so what? She was not scared. Nine,
yeah. So the
beautiful
thing that,
young girl.
Yeah, we got to get these kids back in shape. And like I said, here on the Six Eyes Radio Network, we are going to put some things into play to scare these kids, get them back on track.
They're not scared. You got to find a different approach. I mean, if the parents are doing their job, giving these kids the foundation of the Word of God, sitting down with these kids and talking to them instead of giving them these daggone video games for them to play, to shoot, headphones, the videos that they're watching on the internet, all this stuff. Their minds are being entertained by violent stuff, by stuff that they shouldn't be watching or experiencing at that age. And the parents are not doing their job making sure that their children aren't being influenced
by the crisis. I'm going to say this.
I agree with you somewhat, but what about the parents that have to work? The parents that have to work, it should be somebody. If the kid is a certain amount underage, it should be somebody that can watch them, somebody that can kind of keep an eye on them. Because if a parent got to work, they got to work. They can't babysit and work at the same time. They got to make a living. So I can't blame it all on the parents. It got to be some responsible people that can step in.
Okay. Not everybody is that fortunate to have family members that they can trust to leave their kids with. Number one, yes, a lot of parents have to work. But at the same time, you're not going to leave your child with just any and everybody. I know I wouldn't. I knew my mother wouldn't leave us with anybody. I experienced that. You know what I experienced. Even in the household, we just got finished talking about a situation where, you know, men touching boys, touching the boys, you know. So you cannot leave your child with just anybody. They say it takes a village. The village is not strong like it used to be. You couldn't go down the street and do something and not have the neighbors get on your behind and then let them parents know.
Our generation, nowadays, don't touch my MFing child. Did you have this child? Were you in labor for this many hours, this many minutes, this many seconds? They know down to the minute of how long they were in labor, and they'll tell you, don't touch my child. You know?
Right.
But then when something happened to him, oh, why didn't nobody help? Well, you said don't touch your child. So the thing is, we got to get back to that point. Now, when a little boy shot his mother in the face, when he ordered that virtual reality thing, and he shot her in the face, did use the credit card to purchase the virtual reality headset. Okay, you got that situation. Then you got the other situation where the 1-year-old and 2-year-old burnt up in the house because the aunt wanted to go with the guy that cut the grass, and they end up burning up in the house. So why did she have to bring her ass in the car to go drop off the dude that cut the grass? He didn't need no chaperone to drop him off. All he had
again, it goes back to you, me saying that you can't leave your children with any and everybody. Exactly what I was saying. It's not their child, so you know they're not going to have the same thought process. And all you can do is say, "Oh, I'm sorry." You know, if something happens.
Yeah.
The stupidest thing in the world, her kids just burnt up. She's talking about she left her damn her food stamp card and her purse got left in the house. You asshole, your kids just got killed in a fire because you left to go take somebody that could have been dropped off and your damn kids burn up and all you worried about is your purse and your food stamp card. That pissed me off so bad. Go ahead, Wilfred.
Okay. The biggest problem, though, is even when, for example, the parents, they leave the kids just for a few minutes maybe, or they're in the house and they let the one-eyed babysitter take care of the kids or the video games. Think about it. Think about Pac-Man. Now, you would think there's nothing wrong with Pac-Man. But think what that teaches somebody. Oh, when the ghost kills you, all of a sudden you get another man. You can come back to life again.
Yeah.
What's that one that the space Dallas. Invaders? Space invaders. They come down, they kill you. Then all of a sudden you come back to life again. You go try again. I can name a bunch of video games. That one with the tanks, combat. You kill the other guy, and the other guy comes back to try it again. Even if they kill you, you get to come back again. It's like you had this ever ongoing coming back from the dead to try again, try again, try again. And kids are bombarded with that, and they're bombarded with the one-eyed babysitter that teaches what? Shoot them up, kill them up, rape them up, whatever, and they're subjected to this hours upon hours upon hours a day, and then you wonder where their thought processes come from. Well, there you got it.
Yeah. And, you know, it's worse. You know, to get back off.
May I say something?
Yes, you may.
Good afternoon. How are you all?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Yeah. I want to say I touch and agree with Ms. McKell, because it starts at home. Training starts at home, and yeah, our parents, you know, we know our parents had to work too. You know, we came up in the field. I did. I don't know about you all, you know, with a silver platter or something of that, but I came up working in the field. I came up picking up pecans and hoeing grass out of peanuts, going up and down the peanut rows and the tobacco rows and so forth. And parents are not, you're right, not the same breed. These parents are not the same breed. They don't want them to be raised like we was raised, but because we was raised with morals and values. We was raised with a villain, but then it wasn't the villain responsibility. If I laid down and got this baby, got this child, and then and I'm responsible, God entrusted me to raise this child to the best of my ability. If we would try to be like Mary Jane, Mr. Lulu, and be like the Smith next door, trying to have and do, there's so much that we can do to make a change. You're right. Today, these kids are not afraid of anything. Uh-uh. You got a parent right now. You have a parent right now is fighting against TikTok because her son committed suicide on TikTok. It's TikTok. You know, these different things, you know, and we're giving too much credit. We're giving too much credit. The games are monopolizing the mind of our children. They think one way, you know, shoot them up. You're right. Shoot them up and you could come back alive, but you cannot, you know, and we give them too much free time to do your own thing in your own room, close your door in your house that you pay mortgage and you pay rent on, that you can close up in the house all day long and you don't check. You say, John Lee, you boo-boo or roo-boo is in the room and they in there. They probably on their phone or playing their game. And that's where a parent thought is at. That's where, as long as something else is entertaining their children, and at the same time Satan has creeped into your house to come in and to tear down your house and to cause confusion and to cause suicidal thoughts. And you're right. It's so much mental issues that are going on. Right here in Tallahassee. Right here in Tallahassee, Florida. Two young ladies. They were grown. Two young ladies. One of them have had three babies. The Department of Family and Children has taken, she had four because one died. One died, and two. One had a fractured skull. One had burns on their back. These babies, one was 8 months old and one was 2 years old. These babies were brutally beaten, you know, and broken head, broken ribs and stuff. Mm. How do 8 months old babies get those, you know, and they arrested them. They're in the Leon County Jail right now. And the one that has the babies is pregnant now. She's 5 months pregnant. Two dead, two abused. But then we don't say anything, but we know now. You know, we talk now because they're behind the walls now. They're behind the jailhouse wall. We talk now, but why we didn't say anything when these babies was, when the Department of Family and Children had those babies, had them in custody, then
we got the judge that sits on the seat. They try to do the right thing to bond the parents back together again, trying to bond them back together again and stuff. And you have a child that has been tragically abused, broken, and scorned, you know, and different things. But then we still try and put them back into the family, to give them back to the family, that they have a visitation, 2-hour visitation with a caseworker. You're sitting at McDonald's or with a playground or wherever that you are, in order to have an opportunity to bond back with your child. I can't understand this. I can't understand this. And then you lay and you have these babies. Then you take these babies and you abuse these babies. You break them up. Cigarette burns are on these babies right now. Right now, one dead, 2 abused, and 1 in the belly. It behooves me. It behooves me, you know, and we said, well, it ain't us. It ain't mine. So I ain't got nothing to worry about. And we're so quick to say that, but then we're so quick to say, oh, you know Mary Jane, I know. They got her. They arrested her last night because she beat, you know, one of our children. We got to get that training back into our house. Train that our parents tore our behind up.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't dead. Yeah. We ain't dead. We're not dead now. We're still here. Be care somebody. But then they said, no, I ain't going to do my children like my mom and them did us. You know, they need freedom. They need this. They need that. But if you don't go and get them a pair of $200 Jordan shoes, you're going to be cussed out and in at the same time. You never know. You never know what's in the trick in the back of the mind of our children now, because we give them too much privilege. We give them too much lockdown within themselves that you don't even know what's going on in your own household. We got to get back into training up our children in the way that they go. God entrusted us, and he held us responsible for these acts. We can't blame the teacher. You want to take your problem now. You want to go throw them off on the teacher, and you want to go throw them off on Miss Mary Jane down the road now. But if you think before you lay down, you open your legs and you get these babies, you ought to be responsible. Don't try to blame nobody else. You got to go to work. Well, that's between you and your household. Now, how are you going to take care of your personal needs for somebody else? If you try to get rid of them, what do you think that you're putting on somebody else?
Right.
You already know what kind of child you got. You already know. If he's biting you and kicking you, then what do you think he's going to do to a 70-year-old down the road that you want to leave your child on?
Leave him with.
Mm-hmm. Come on, something wrong with that picture. Something wrong with that picture.
Mm-hmm.
So what can we do? I mean, what can we do so this not happen? I mean, Generation X, then it's going to be Z. I mean, I don't know what the next generation is, but we got to do something.
I actually have an answer for that.
Okay, go ahead. Welcome.
Well, no, I've been here. I've been here listening.
What can we do?
Well, I mean, we have to change our mind frame. I think everybody on the panel has touched on what I call an agenda. We can talk about morals. We can talk about values. We can talk about who you leave your children with. We can talk about the video games. We can talk about you can go on and on and on and on and on. And to be honest with you, the only thing we can do, and I mean as far as the Six Eyes Radio Network, is do what we are doing, is to continue to put light on where the light needs to be put. But in actuality, we need to understand that time will never go back, and what was will never, ever be again, except amongst us. And I mean those of us who come from that. We are living in a day and age where you have to take care of the ones that are left, that you love, and we need to support each other because we are now the minority. Once upon a time in the United States of America, we were the majority. That no longer is. I was listening to people give the reference of the generations. Generation X and then Generation Y, now Generation Z. We are now in the generation called Generation Alpha, and that is the first generation of the 21st century, but we're now into the third millennial. So we have ran out what they consider, once would say the Mayan calendar, some would say the last of what they consider humanity, of civility, of what was known as the human race. And we understand that only the strong survive, if you go with that premise. And so now you understand what they mean when they're saying that the new generation of the 21st century is called Alpha. And we take Alpha as to mean dominant. You know, and so that's just some of what is going on in our country. So when you say, well, what can we do? Well, the thing is, you know, we most of us, 6 Hours Radio Network and our listeners and a lot of people, I'm sure, not only in America but in every other continent on this planet, understand that there is a planetary change going on. There is a true fight for good versus evil, and that's every continent. We talk about, you know, black and white, and we talk about what's going on in America. This is America. But if you go to China, if you go to Africa, if you go to Europe, you have the same thing. You have poor people. You have homelessness. You have hungerness. You have children. You have babies dying. You have elderly people dying. You have poor people. You have millions of people being wiped off the face of the earth. And we can talk about mental illness. We can talk about suicide. We can talk about homelessness. But like I said, you know, always go back to an agenda. It's an agenda. And I tell people all the time, and I talk about it in different circles, everybody wants to talk about, you know, the new world order. And people are trying to figure out what is the new world order. And it's just my opinion. But what I tell people is, if you're paying attention, the new world order is no way out. It's slavery. It's just a new form of slavery. You think everything we do right nowadays and everything we're leading up to is technology, smart devices. And I tell people it's a joke. What they do is, because they understand our freedom, they understand our choices and decisions, and they've slowly taken out good and they slowly implemented and acclimated negativity. You know what I'm saying? They've been doing it for a couple of generations now. And so now they've got it to the point where, like you said, there is no respect, there is no morals, there is no values, there is no civility, there is no hard work, and there is no self respect. And you put it into what you have now, and so you understand what's going on to a certain perspective. It's in the TVs, it's in the iPhones. You know, like I said, we've given them our fingerprints, we've given our voice analyzers, retinal scans. We've given them everything they need to use it against us. So, like you say, we have all these smart technology in your house. We go out, we buy the smart plugs, we put the smart plugs in, and now they have control of our house now. You know what I'm saying? Now they have control of our smart cars. You get in the car, they can turn your car off whenever they feel like it. If you don't pay your insurance, if you're late with your car payment, as soon as you turn your car off and shut the door, your car is not going nowhere. Nowhere. So understand the new buildings that they have going up. There's cameras all over the world now. You can't do anything. So we can sit here. And like I say, most of us on the 6 Hours Radio Network, I believe we're activists. Because we talk about it, but we are also doing it in our community. We are the vigilant ones. We are the ones conscientious per se. We're the ones paying attention. And we have to understand that there's a lot of people asleep, and there's a lot of people that will not be woken up, and we can only save who we can save. But what we need to do is, those of us who understand what's going on, find us. Come together with us, and I don't care if it's off-grid communities like they're doing, the off-grid communities, we call it the reset, or if you're in your own communities, you got to come together with those in your communities who understand and start planning, start coming together with your resources, food, water, ammunition, if they shut the power off, you know, medical supplies, all kind of things, because they have all kind of crazy agendas going all over the world, but in America. We got crazy weather. We got tsunamis. We got floods. We got earthquakes. You know what I'm saying? We got avalanches. We got snowing down south when it shouldn't be. We got it, you know, all kind of crazy weather. Everything is going back, but this is all This is all where? It's all in the Bible. It's all biblical. And it said it. All this that's going on was predicted. So now it comes down to, what are we going to do? Well, we're being tested. We were told we were going to be tested. And it's going to see, are you going to remain in the eye of the storm positive and you're going to stay focused on your God, or are you going to get broke and are you going to go with the rest of the people that are negative right now and have lost their ways and are full of, with, you know, negativity, hate, and anger? So we have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. Either negative or you're positive. And if you're one of God's children, take care of God's children. But right now you got to stay alive. You know, you got corona. You got all these things going on out here. You know, the fentanyl. You got the new trend going on out here. The economy, we're going upside down. Like I said, they're devaluing the dollar. We're running out of resources. We're running out of food. We're running out of water. They're getting us every way you can think about it. It's all part of an agenda with our health, everything that's going on. So you have to right now stay alive. Because we are in the real Hunger Games. The Purge is real. Terminators are real. What do you think drones are? Those are Terminators. They've got a, I told people before, they've got a whole drone program going on in Cincinnati. They've already started these things. So you see what's going on with all the trains and everybody knows about all the products that go in and out, the goods that come in and out on railways. So, like I said, all this stuff that's going on, the oil, our borders, we're being invaded. So, you know, like I say, these are the test of times. So when you say, what are we going to do? Love. Love and positivity and take care of everybody you can, because, like I say, we are on a battlefield. And those of us who are on that battlefield, we all have a purpose to serve. And I know I'm going to serve mine. And I know that most of the people that I know on the 6 Hours Radio Network, AJ and the squad, Pastor Bonnie, Wolfgang, Nikhil, Six, the whole squad, everybody, I know that we're on the battlefield and we're in the game and we're here to save as many people that we can. And I'm just proud to be a part of that. And so I didn't say a few things, so I think I'll sit down. That I'm complete. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you. Amen.
I want to say one thing. Out of all that we've heard, one thing for sure and two things that we know, we have been given the basic instruction before leaving Earth. None of this stuff is new to us. None of this is new to us. If we the Word of God from Genesis to Revelation, it talks about all these things that are going on now, going on right now, and we have to capitalize. We have to captivate the Word of God, because he told us warning come before destruction. All of these things ought to take place. So we know. And to get back on track with our children, it starts with us. It starts with you caring about your neighbor, you caring about the one on the left, the one on the right, the one in front, the one behind. You caring about the hungry, the naked, those that thirsty after the righteousness of Christ. You're caring. We got to get that, because the word, we got to have that word, because that word is our basic instruction before leaving us, is our instruction to life, to how to captivate this emptiness, this food price, raisins on the shelves and so forth. His word shows us how to survive and how to provide with our families. We're failing one thing, because we're leaving out and we're giving power to the enemy. The enemy got power, but God has all power in his hands. If we follow his instruction, his rules and his regulation, we know, we heard he tell us, and he told us when we were hit with this plague of COVID-19 and virus has been around years and years and years and years for our fourth father. He told us to go into the house and shut the door into the plague and stuff. And then some were still doing just like they were doing in Noah days, when Noah kept going out telling the people to come into the ark of safety, trying to save those that didn't know. And he kept telling them, but they married and parted and have a good time and staying focused, not on what had already been told. And he didn't keep going out one or two times, but he went out years and years and years, years and years,
that animal had more sense than man to get into the ark of safety, because we so thankful. We think that we just got it going on and think the man got it going on. We have the basic instruction before leaving Earth right before us, digitally now. So we don't have no excuse for trying to get it right. So store it up. He said, store up. Store up. He said that there was going to be earthquakes and divers place and these things that's going on. He meant just that. We have our instruction. If we follow the instruction, he didn't say it would be easy. It ain't easy. No, it ain't easy. Not at all. Not at all. It ain't easy. But if we follow the instruction, it ain't that man just doing it all. Man, the enemy's on a rampage, and hell is enlivening itself. Amen. So we got to be about our Father's business. You know, we got to be about our Father's business. Being concerned about these other things, we have to get the instruction. He says, store up. Store up. He tell you to store up. Begin to store up non-perishable items, you know, and so forth. To move, to make the movement, to make the movement. We have to be like those in Black Tower. So back in the days, I remember Black Tower, they were in a movement, and everybody was joining that movement. You just have to be in the movement to want to take back what the devil think that he has stolen. The mind, he come to steal, kill, and to destroy. And we can't give a credit because we, too, have dropped the ball, and we, too, got to be about getting our business back in order. He said, get your life in order. We got to be about putting things back into order. But we can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. I'm confused.
Thank you for that. But we are definitely dropping some knowledge here, giving solutions here on the 6 Eyes Radio Network. So, hey, take some nuggets. All right. Did we finish with the entertainment news, Friday Joy? Will we complete that?
We have one more thing.
Okay.
So we can go ahead.
We're going to finish.
All right, man. We're going to go ahead to the last one of tonight. And Adidas has a problem with Beyonce and the sportswear manufacturing. Have reported mutually part ways, according to the Hollywood Report. Page Six has reached out to the reps for Beyonce and Adidas, but did not immediately get back with them. Allegedly, they split 2 months ago and didn't tell him that they had left. Beyonce did, they're saying, and her sportswear, that they left. And they said she's supposed to have made a 50% project, and none of her things that she's selling. She's selling her own clothing line, y'all, and she's selling clothing line for the kids, too, as far as for her kids. Her kids' part is called Abby Park, and her part is just Beyonce, and it's like sportswear is what she's saying. And she's supposed to be able to bring in 50% of profit. So first they said she bought in $40 million in 2022, $93 million in 21, and then they said it overall it's supposed to make $250 million in sales last year. However, her sales dropped big, and she didn't make what she's supposed to make. So now they're just basically talking about that's the reason why they're trying to park ways is because Beyonce didn't make what she's supposed to make. But she did make the $250 million in 2022. But you know that don't mean you're gonna continue to make it every year. You know, because it's different clothes, different styles, and everybody's style is not alike. But that's what they're trying to say. That's the reason why she part ways with them. And she said, no, she's not part ways. Because a lot of the stars are doing it now. A lot of the ones that have kids are saying, you know, that they're doing spending more time with their kids now, you know, with everything going on in the world, they're spending more time with their children and need to educate their children. So we can't get mad at that. You can't get mad that they want to spend time with their kids, but that's what they're saying. And also she had a sexual harassment and bullying coming from that too, from working with them. And they're saying this sexual harassment now is within the shop. So you never know, somebody on Adidas might be doing it. Who knows with them saying that? Because she did have racism and bullying going on as well while she was working there. That could have prevented her from, you know, working as much as she would like to work or put out as much product as she would like to put out. So it's a lot of sexual harassment and other things going on in the world. So have to be careful now. Very careful mm-hmm. with even people you work with, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
there's a lot of people scared to tell him when it comes to, you know, when it comes to, like, your job and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. But 40 million, 92 million, I mean, you can't be.
Yeah, all these numbers. Are they crazy?
I mean, ain't like you said, $40, $92, 40 million, 92 million. But see, this is what these companies do. Once they see, you know, the good sales,
mm-hmm.
that's projected sales. You can't, you know, people are struggling in this economy right now. You know, so they probably not able to, you know, to do how they could a couple of years ago. You know, it's getting rough out
mm-hmm.
here. You know, but these companies, they never see that because these companies, all they see is, wow, we had a good year this year. You know, they wanted to continue, but then when they see a drop in sales, they get
yeah.
a problem. You know, so the thing about it is, you know, Beyonce and her husband have enough money to start their
right.
own clothing manufacturing. They don't need Adidas. Adidas needs them.
Right.
You know, and Adidas hasn't been the same since Kanye left.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
So it's gonna come down to it to where Run DMC is gonna pull out. Now they got a lifetime endorsement deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
They 83. You know, but Adidas better be cool before they don't have nobody but some soccer players endorsing them. You know, so you got to be careful about that. All right.
And she's working. Hold on, she was working with this British billionaire. Guy that
mm-hmm.
she's working with, so it probably him that was making, you know, making those arrangements and stuff like that for her to want to all of a sudden just leave. You never know what they're going to
yeah.
be. So
there's a whole other flip side to that.
Yeah.
You know, both of you have touched on it. And for those who believe in, you know, the industry and what comes along with the industry,
right.
and some would say that both of them have sold their soul. And they have run their course. In other words, like you have said, you noticed it. She doesn't want to go on tour anymore. She doesn't want to be the workhorse no more. She doesn't want to do this. She wants to raise her children. So now that she's done what she could do and there's no real more value, on top of the fact that she's worth $2 billion, you know, her and Jay-Z together, $2 billion, so you got to think about it. Now, all these scandals are coming out. Same thing with Kanye West
mm-hmm.
when he did what he did and
yeah,
left Nike. I don't need you. He's a billionaire. I don't need
mm-hmm.
you no more.
Mm-hmm.
And for mm-hmm. those who know what happened to Jay-Z,
right.
you know that mm-hmm. they're trying to get him. He just pled guilty mm-hmm. to stabbing Lance. Forget his last name, but you know it was at a party back in 1996 or something like that, and
mm-hmm.
Jay-Z just got in trouble for that. So they're trying to take them down because they're a power couple. So when you think
mm-hmm.
about people like Kanye West, and you think about Brianna, when you think about Jay-Z, when you think about Beyonce, think who they are, think about the hundreds of millions of followers, and how
right.
much their combined wealth is. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And we've seen
mm-hmm.
it how many times in history before. It doesn't matter whether it's Prince, whether it's Whitney Houston, you know, Tupac, Biggie,
mm-hmm.
Pimp C, pick one, anybody.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, when you get to a certain point and you're either a threat or your usefulness is no longer, you know, you no longer are bringing in what you used to bring in, they're gonna destroy you. They're gonna defame your character. They're gonna bring up stuff
mm-hmm.
that happened
mm-hmm.
from way back then. This is 2023, and you want to charge Jay-Z with something that happened in 1996. Like, how does that, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
like I say, anytime they want to, they've got all the trash they need. They got all the evidence. They got all the recordings. They got all your dirt sitting there, so that when you no longer
mm-hmm.
be, when you no longer have a value or can serve their agenda, they're gonna get rid of you.
Mm-hmm.
That's just my opinion, though. That I'm complaining.
Right.
Well, I mean, that makes sense right there. That makes sense right there because, look, I mean, the Michael Jackson, you know, mm-hmm. just prime example. And you name some, Whitney Houston, you know, even down to her baby. When you're no longer no good to them, when you're no longer no good, you know, especially when you're dealing with it evil when you sell your soul, when you sell your soul to the devil, you know, and even the devil get tired of you. Even the devil get tired, and then he'll throw you out there and fish you out there, and then they go to send you up, go to send things up, just as they're doing Jay-Z now. They went back, way back, way back. So this is to try to destroy his character, to tear him down,
yep,
to make him lose his mind, to freak out, mm-hmm, to think, and make the world think that he's freaking out. Not
crazy,
now he has an outlandish mental problem and things going on now. And so forth now, because you're useless now. And that's what the enemy does. That's what he do. Put you out there on a fishing pole. You're fishing to the left, and you ain't getting no bites, but you go over to the right, and you fish, and your bites begin to bite. That's just how the enemy is. He will put you out there and let you dangle. Let you
His
dangle
name was Lance Un Rivera. His name was Lance Un Rivera, and it happened in 1999.
Okay. Yeah, you know, and they'll come back, and they'll hunt you down like you done killed the whole wide world. They'll come and hunt you down until you make people think that you're about to commit suicide, that you done freaked out and lost your mind. Same way they tried to make Kanye. You know, I don't take anything from Kanye West. He's a smart man, very brilliant, very smart man.
And a good father.
Man.
And a good father, too.
Exactly, yeah. A good father. But it makes the limelight think that, oh, he got an issue. He got a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because they fit it that way. When you're dealing with actress, when you, like our president, Trump was an actress. So it's part of their career of actor. To tear your demeanor down to who you are and make the world think just like they do. Because it's control. It's in control. You know, remote control now. So they can remotely control you to do what they said do until you want to take your own life. I'll complete.
Also, since y'all said that, do y'all think that's what China Blackton's doing now? Do y'all think that's what she's doing since she's taking everything out and now she says she only want to spend time with her kids and she's taking down her OnlyFans and all her stuff like that? Do y'all think that's the same thing that's happening to her?
I think she's smart, and I said this last night. You got to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away, and you got to know when to run. I think she understands. The whole Black China thing has run it's over with.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you done got what you could get. You done got the money. You're getting older now. Get what you got. Get what's little left. Get out with what you have. You got enough money to sit on. You got the fame. You got the fortune. Now just fade off into the sunset. Be a mother to your child. You know, before they get you too. You know what I'm talking about, right? Get you too.
I
don't know if you see what they're trying to do to Megan Thee Stallion, right? They're after everybody.
Yeah.
They after everybody right now.
They sure is after everybody. What?
Yeah. She got shot in the foot.
Did
she?
Yeah, she got.
No, I said, or did she? So you know that boy before he ain't do it. That's why I said that.
Oh, yeah. something to think about. Well, you are enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network here every Saturday at 11:30, Six Eyes Radio Network. So we appreciate you all being here. Make sure you like AJ and the Squad page. Make sure you like that page. Also, we have a Six Eyes Radio Network group. Make sure you go and join that. Two great groups you want to join. And thank you for the entertainment news, Pride and Joy.
That's what I was going to say.
Wolfgang, are you ready with Slam Feather?
Yeah, okay, I got it here. This stuff came in the mail today. Okay, I have a winner selection alert. Hurry. Review the three urgent facts below regarding imminent winner selection for the big prize, guaranteed to be awarded in just weeks. Issued to me, of course, you guys know my name. And then they give you a grand prize of $1,850. Urgent prize facts. Dear Ruth, take notice, although you have been issued a tracking ID number, please release of the $1,850 grand prize remains on hold. To remedy this situation, please complete the tracking form and return back to us by May 12th of this year. Once the entry period closes, winner selection in the Easy Rest Win a Free Bed sweepstakes will proceed without further delay. In addition to your prize entry, you'll also receive a complimentary full-color brochure showing all the Easy Rest adjustable sleep system models and features. Want the $1,850 grand prize delivered to your bedroom? The winner will soon receive a new Easy Rest classic adjustable bed, so respond as soon as possible. If you fail to take action and do not enter your tracking ID number, all claims to be selected as the winner will have been forfeited without exception. No purchase necessary to enter the Easy Rest adjustable sleep system sweepstakes. Purchase will not increase your chance of winning. So, this definitely is a scam, and I thought you guys would like to hear this.
Well, and Rupert, what they're doing is they're hoping to get your email and information so they can send you a bunch of junk email or junk snail mail. That's what they're wanting to do. That's the whole scam, is to send you a bunch of junk. That's the scam. And we'll be telling you about another scam that uses the same approach, but may even trap you into buying something very expensive by high-pressure sales. And that'll come next week. And we're complete.
All right. Well, thank you, the Wolfgang Slammer here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Now, Ruth, that's the second time they got you this year, because they got you before. Remember, you can I play it over again? Let me play it back for you. Hello?
You're not going to believe it. I'm going to have $3.5 million. That's right. I won the sweepstakes. And I'm going to have a brand new Mercedes-Benz in my driveway by today's end. That's right. And I'm going to get the station $1,000.
Oh, Ruthie, you don't got to do that.
Oh, I want to. $3.5 million. I'm gonna have.
They did her like that, saying she won. Remember that, Ruth? How excited you were?
Yep.
I definitely remember that one. And it's funny, this particular person's name on this other thing that I got for a scam here, I think they have a similar name, so I think they might be the same family of people. This is great. This is crazy.
Yep, that's how you could tell. They even use similar names, too. So, just watch for these goons.
Yeah, the funny part, the guy, I think he was actually the sheriff. Yeah, almost the same name. Our sheriff. That was funny. I didn't thought
The following program is intended.
Right, it's your boy DJ ATLM Styles. How's everybody?
Doing good. Doing good. And yourself?
I know. I'm just getting back. I apologize, guys. Why don't we go to a quick music break and come back, all right?
All right.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall. my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. Chance just to fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me. Hey, I ain't been a lot of places, I ain't seen a lot of things, but this life feel high and that bitch gotta get paid. I ain't never played sports, I ain't never ran track, but if the law's coming, all I know is gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay, mama thuggin' for a baby just to see a better day. You weren't having much, but mama taught you cherish what we had, and don't be tripping if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you.
I done made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall. Just to fall, put my back against the wall, hey, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days, couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of partners jump ship when the road reached the cliff, never trip, stay down and naughty, seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bring you plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey, it's all I done made it through it all, took some chips to fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
Hey, yeah.
I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall, put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me.
All right, it's your boy DJ T. Atlanta Styles back with the Six Eyes Radio Network with my folks, man. How's everybody? I'm back in effect. What's up? What's up? Woo! I'm going to tell y'all what, it's been a very interesting week for me. I got hit by a car. Yes. I got hit by a car. And here to survive to talk about it. Thank you, Jesus. That's all I can tell you. I was dying, man, but actually I wasn't. I got hit by a drunk driver. And I'm laughing because, y'all, if y'all saw how he was running, I swear to God, he got out of his car, and I'm sitting in the middle of the ground, gasping for air, thought I was dying. And he's running, and I'm looking at him, and I'm like, yo, what the hell is he doing? Maybe it's not him. Maybe I'm dying. Come out to find out he's drunk, and he didn't know how to, his foot wasn't going down right. So it is a deal. So I had it. It's just been interesting. I'm saying this to y'all. I'm going to give, because this is really a stand-up joke. I feel like I was doing a stand-up going through this. He took him probably, what, another 10 minutes to get away around the corner away from me. So his replacement could run over there to me and tell me that he hit me with the car. So the officer came and to fill out the report. And he said, and my next door neighbor saw him, and this guy popped up out of nowhere like, who the hell is this? And he said, no, I'm the one that hit him with the car. Huh? And it was funny after that because the officer looked at me when he came to fill up the void. He looked at me and looked at them. I looked at him and was like, oh, what? He said he left his license in the car. So I said, don't worry about a personal car. I'm not personal. I'm all right. I realized that I was fine. I can walk. I can do everything. I had no effects or nothing. I was good. And the guy sat around for another 10 minutes before the officer left, and he told me, please come with me. And he took him to the house, and I met the guy who hit me. And he was messed up fine. His whole family was just, this is live on the air, y'all. And like I said, this is live. his whole family was crying, telling me, please don't, because he had priors. He had a whole bunch of incidents. And I'm not throwing names out there. He had a lot of stuff going on, so he would have probably been locked up. So I just told him that, you know, the best thing he could do is don't drive drunk on a reel and don't try out for the Falcons and don't try to run track. So that's logically what I had to say there. I mean, I'm an interesting guy. I'm a nice, respectful guy, and I mean, I moved on, and I've said it back to me, but it was a very interesting thing for me to have happen to me. I was fluent in the air, got knocked out. Yeah.
You should have played the no texting. You should have played the no texting.
No oh, texting. Yeah. You know what? I need, hey, I'm glad.
Oh,
hey, we got to drop that one because that, hey, yo, everybody, let's get that right now, man. Because y'all don't text and drive, man. I should have said that one. You got me on that
hey,
one, let's, six, man.
Let's test everybody's memory. Let's test everybody's memory. No particular order. Somebody do the commercial. Somebody do the commercial. Let's see if y'all know about heart.
Don't text and drive.
Don't text
this
and
is Six
drive.
Eyes on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
All
right.
You may
All
not
right.
make it home.
What?
You may not make it home.
Yeah.
You know, your family will miss
me. Now, what's the first thing I say?
Text and drive.
Don't text and drive.
No, when the commercial first comes on, what do I say?
When it first comes on?
Hey, everybody, let's cheat. Let's cheat. Here we go.
No cheating. Don't drive. Well, when it first come on, the accident is occurring.
I think, wait a minute, hold on.
No.
This is six times. But hold on. I've got to remember, hold on, when it start off, you know, you're trying to drive home. You're trying
mm-hmm.
to drive home. You're trying to text. I know he's trying to text. Don't
mm-hmm.
text and drive. He loses control of his car. Car crashes. And he goes to the supper part, which is, you know, you want to make it home. So what's the beginning part? I slip on the beginning part. No,
ain't
it's something else he says. He says
don't
something
text.
Else before he goes. He says something before he starts to say text and driving now. He does say something before. We just got to remember it. We just got to call it the. I know he's also rushing and he's texting and driving.
Mm-hmm.
I think the rush part is what he's saying. Okay, Six, can we play it to figure it out now?
No.
So anybody else know anything? Or are we going to throw up the white flag?
If we could win $1 million.
Hello, baby.
Huh? Yeah, you were saying something like you were telling somebody. Yeah,
he's talking to
somebody.
He was talking to somebody, but he's in a hurry trying
to
get home.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and not only them got hurt, but they hurt others too. They hurt others in the accidents.
A lot of people died that night.
Yeah. Oh, God. So you wanted to play in your head at one point.
It starts out with hot, yo, baby.
I give up. I give
so
up.
So it starts off with.
I give up. I give up. Okay.
Clayton, you're not a quitter. You're not a quitter. I'm not going to allow that.
Okay, let me see. Let me see.
It starts off with yo, baby.
Yo, baby. Yo, baby, I'm coming home. You know, she was getting dinner ready. Yeah. Oh, my God, dude. You might not make it home to get that done. Oh, man. Don't touch it. Oh, man. Yeah. I love you, baby. Dude, don't touch and drive. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hey, baby. I'll be there shortly.
I'll be there shortly. Yeah.
There you go.
Oh, you don't want to listen there, then.
Right.
You went and listened to it. You went and listened to it, okay?
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to speak.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Huh?
Yeah, that's it. He did.
He said, huh?
He did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hey, baby, I'll be there shortly. That's it, yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
You and my wife flag.
Amen.
That's what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't hear it as much as we used to.
Just redo it and put some attitude to it now, you know,
mm-hmm.
since you got the attention. That's what it was for, to get the attention of those are texting and driving. You were making a statement, so, you know, to get their attention. And now you got their attention. You need to keep them focused on that attention of texting and driving. Texting and driving, you know, road raging. You need to do one on road raging.
Mm-hmm. I know I'm late on this, but I'm going to come in. I know you said something easy earlier. I want to say something about TikTok, and I've been hearing a lot of complaints about TikTok and people using it for bad mm-hmm. sources. But also, TikTok has also been really an informative situation where they have been informing people on some things, too, which mm-hmm. a lot of people don't like talking about, and a lot of people feel that they're taboo. So, yes, at the same time, there's a lot of negative things with TikTok, but there's also a lot of educational things and things that's being put on there to educate people on history, life, and generally life, to supporting and loving themselves. There are some good things that TikTok is actually doing. So I want to say, tell everybody that TikTok is just bad altogether, because it is, and it actually do have components that are good, just the same as Facebook and a lot of the other things. But it's just the people are not trained to understand those things, and they use those things for the negativity, and that's mm-hmm. where we at today with all this social media.
Mm-hmm.
So are we ready to play Don't Text and Drive?
Yes.
Y'all ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are good. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait.
Uh-huh.
No texting while driving.
Uh-huh.
Brought to you by uh-huh. Six Eyes Radio.
Okay.
Okay. And right after that. And after that, we can have a prayer by Evangelist Clayton in memory of the people that were killed during the texting commercial. And we know God, one thing for certain, two things for sure. That. I'll just stop right there. I'll stop right there. I don't want to go no
further. I hear you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to you to thank you, God, for just meeting us right here at the appointed time, God. And Lord, in your comment, God, you are educating us, God. And you're giving us this ability, Father God, to follow your basic instructions, God. But most of all, God, you guide us, Father God, on that path of righteousness for your name's sake. And, Lord, we can't text and drive, Lord, and we can't drive. It is a privilege that we're given to be able to drive out there on these streets, God, and to take care of what you have given us privilegedly, God, and not to take advantage of, God. But we give you the glory. We give you the praise, God. And, Lord, continue, God, to increase in the Six Eyes Radio Network and all of the platforms, Father God, 7 days a week, God, in the name of Jesus, to whatever that is going on under Six Eyes Radio Network with AJ and the squad in Queens Court, DJ ATL, Ms. Cole and Ms. Pride, and Jordan Wolfgang, Lord, and his spouse, God. We know, God, that you're able to do all things above all. But, Lord, equip us with that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And most of all, God, keep your confident arms around Ms. Mikhail, Father God, and her family. We know, God, that you're able to do all things exceedingly and above all we ask for things. And as we in preparation to leave this place, God, never from the presence of you, that you continue to rest, ruling, that you abide with each and every one of us. And, Lord, if it be your will that we wake up on this morning, God, we give you the glory and we give you the praise. In the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen.
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 Nothing left to say, but good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, and thank you. Amen.
Yes, ma'am. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Oh, wait a minute. Pride and Joy is supposed to be singing, but hello? Supposed to be singing. Give it up for. Go ahead. You ready? Just a moment, everybody. Just a moment.
What?
You ready to sing?
Ms. Clay says she doing this time.
I thought somebody's supposed to be singing. Well, it was you, Wolfgang. Yes. What's that song you sing, Jim Nabors?
But don't come on that face again.
What's that? Not munchies. We can't do munchies. What's that song you've been singing about Jim Nabors?
You're thinking of Everything is Beautiful. In its own way, like a starry summer night or a snow-covered winter day. That's what you're thinking of.
How do you come out of that note and then get to the next one? I can't do it.
Six. It's because I eat lots of bullfrog legs. You need to eat bullfrog legs.
Huh. Yeah, I gotta learn how to sing that song.
He said eat some bullfrog legs.
yeah, I have to find some. Everything is beautiful. Anyway, good night, America.